Hello. How is everyone? How's your week been? So, my week has been a bit hectic, a bit all over the place. Got a sick child. He's been sick forever, it feels like. If any of you've seen my posts I put on socials today, I have a migraine. It feels like the worst hangover in the world. I feel as if I've just been running around in circles for the last week, month, whatever. Right, so who's counting the days now until Christmas? So when was it? Was it yesterday or was it Monday? And I worked out that it was only 37 days until Christmas and 44 days until 2025, which means that now we're either 35 or 36 days to Christmas. Well, we must be 35 because it's a Wednesday, which means we're 42 days to 2025. That's not even. Can we have Groundhog Day for at least another 6 weeks, and then that gives us kind of 6 weeks to play about with before it actually then has 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Does that make sense? So if we get 6 weeks to stay at 35 days and 42 days, yeah, that gives us an extra, what, six times seven? Quick maths. Yeah, so that is where my head's at now. Christmas, New Year, 18th birthday. Right, here we go. Alien moment, right? I'll just put that out there. So I told you last week that I was going to do two extra episodes. Did I say two? I think I told you last week that I was going to still have the one on Christmas Day, still have one on New Year's Day, do one on Christmas Eve and one on New Year's Eve. Is that what I said? I'll take that as a yes. And New Year's Day was going to be the start of season two. Ignore that. The plan has changed. For the better, for some. We are now doing, I say we because there's people jumping on to help. Let me get my calendar. So I am now doing from Sunday the 22nd until Sunday the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th of January. I think that works out the 5th of January. So Sunday the 22nd to Sunday the 5th of January, I am doing podcasts every day. Now, just a wee FYI, not all will be a full episode. Some might only be half an hour, 20 minutes. Christmas Day and New Year's Day, I'm hoping to make them extended episodes. And then season two won't then, they will all come out. So that full 2 weeks, they're all going to come out at 7 a.m. rather than 7 p.m. And then, if we say that's the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, I think the 8th. I think it's the 8th, whatever the Wednesday is after that Sunday. That's when season 2 will start and it'll go back to 7 p.m. again. So, why, I hear you asking. Yes, the reason I am doing this is because there's a very lot, and my English is very poor today, isn't it? My grammar is very poor. So, there is a lot. Very many, however you want to word it, not a very lot. People out there who will not be celebrating Christmas for one reason or another, could be their choice, it could be their religion, their beliefs, it may be because they've lost somebody close to them that they love, whatever. Whatever the reason, that's their reason and that they're entitled to make that decision. There will be some people out there who'll be very lonely at Christmas. they might still have people round about them. They can still be lonely. There may be some people who are alone, as in on their own. There might be single parents out there who don't have any family or whatever round about. And any parent, especially single parents, I know this too well, that once the children open their presents, they then bugger off to their rooms and play with their toys, and you don't see them until they're hungry or they want to throw up all the chocolate that they've stuffed in their faces all day. So the point of this is, we don't want anybody to feel lonely or alone. And I get some of yous are going to say, how's a podcast going to help that? Well, it just gives them something else to listen to. We're not going to do it solely on mental health for those 2 weeks. There may still be some talk of mental health, but we're going to have fun stuff in there as well. So I apologise in advance, but there's going to be karaoke. Now, I think I am better than Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, Swiftie, whatever you want to call her. Not many people agree. In fact, nobody agrees. So I will apologise in advance if you've got ears like everybody else, but if you've got ears like me and I am a tremendous singer, you're going to love it. What else? We're going to do quizzes, fun stuff, jokey stuff. But one of the other things we're doing is, let me think how to word this. We're going to send out Christmas cards or letters. Now, as I said previously, not everybody will celebrate Christmas. So if the person doesn't celebrate Christmas, they'll purely get a letter. If the person does celebrate Christmas, they'll get a letter and a card, or a letter and a written in the card, whatever it may be, right? Again, it's just to let people know that there is people out there thinking about them, there is people out there that care, etc, etc. So, and this is the point where we need you to come in. We're looking for you to let us know of anyone, someone, people, however many it may be, out there that you think would appreciate a little letter or a little card, just to say somebody out there that cares, or somebody here if you want to talk. All information will be confidential. Their address, etc., will only be given to me. If you want me to say in the letter, etc., that you nominated them, let me know. I'll put that in there. If you know that they don't celebrate Christmas, again, let me know, just so that I don't send them a Christmas card and offend them. But yeah, let's try and make Christmas more joyous for people that maybe at the minute don't think it's going to be joyous. Does that make sense? Do you get where I'm trying to go with this? Now, there's an awful lot of hate in the world, there's an awful lot of anger in the world, there's an awful lot of non-positivity. I know that's not a word, but I've got a migraine and I can't think of the word that I am trying to say. My brain is not braining. I'm currently sitting here recording this with one eye opened and one eye closed because my migraine's that bad, and that's me after taking meds. Negative, there's the word we got there in the end. Ta-da! So, a lot of negativity in the world. Anybody that's on TikTok, I'm very cautious of saying certain words on here because I don't want anybody to come for me or sue me. But anybody that's on the TikTok-y, we'll know that there's a lot of anger on there, isn't there? I'm trying to make the world a better place. I'm trying to turn into John Lennon here, and people are out there arguing and shouting and telling other people's stories that they've got no business of telling, and I'm sitting here going, excuse me, John Lennon. John Lennon's here in the female forum, and can we heal the world? Make it a better place. There you go. How good was that? Fantastic. I know. Thanks. I can hear you all with your round of applause. I'll take that. What's another song? You're yous all going, no, don't do it. Don't do not sing anymore. Well, I'm sorry, but I think that I was made to be a singer. Whether it's a shit singer or a amazing singer, I was meant to be a singer. And I am going to sing my little blonde heart out once my migraine goes. So you're safe for today. Here, am I going to get sued for singing one or two lines of a song? Can we make my podcast a bit like MI5 and make it not known to people that might sue me? FYI, there was no music and I just made up the words myself. There's a sound of silence. That's another song, but I'm not going to sing that. I'm not risking this anymore. Any lawyers out there? I might need representation in the next couple of weeks. Right, jokes aside, come on, behave, people. Take it seriously now. Grow up. We're all adults here. So here's another question for yous, and yous can let me know on the socials, or yous can let me know in an email. When we're doing our karaoke, which I've just given you a little something. Jesus. Aileen's brain doesn't work at the best of times, but when she's got a migraine, you've got no chance. Right, so I've just given you a little hint as to what you might hear from me. Not that song, but you get where I'm going. Would you prefer the karaoke to be Christmas themed? Or would you like it a mix of Christmas and non-Christmas? Or do you want me to sing some hymns that you would sing at school? So we could sing, he's got the whole world in his hands, he's got the whole wide world in his hands. Or what else could we sing? Away in a Manger. I mean, that's still technically Christmas themed, isn't it? And I don't even know if you sing that. I don't even think that's a hymn. Is it? Oh, Jesus. Aileen's not working today. I think I should reboot myself. Like, not even reboot my computer or the audio equipment. Reboot my brain. Maybe that's the next podcast. This is Reboot Your Thoughts. Let's reboot Aileen's brain. It just needs a boot. Anyway, while I am in confusion mode, I might as well just hop to it and start this week's podcast. So we are following on from last week. Now, as you can probably tell from the last almost 15 minutes, 14 minutes and 25 seconds worth of podcast, I can't remember very much. I genuinely can't remember words. So you've got no chance of me remembering what I said last week. I know the topic I spoke about. Don't know what I said. And it's not because it was a lot of nonsense. It's because I am of a certain age. And women go through a certain stage in life when we are at a certain age. Which also means that so does our brain. And our brain forgets an awful lot. So, to the point where I'll go and give my son his lunch, dinner, whatever. Or a drink, or a snack, or whatever, right? So I'll go in and give him food. And then I'll go back into his room, say 3 minutes later, and he'll look at me and I'm like, oh, I was just checking I've actually fed you. Because I can't even remember giving him his food. And you might think, why is your son eating in his room? Because my son's autistic and that's where he feels comfortable eating. End of story. There's no need for discussion. Okay? Thank you. So, last week we spoke about doing things for yourself, putting yourself first, putting your needs first, that sort of thing. And I'm going to carry it on today. So, now when I talk about doing things for yourself, it doesn't mean that you have to be a single person. It doesn't mean that you have to be childless. It doesn't mean that you don't have a partner, or you don't live with anybody, or you don't have friends, or you don't have family. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that you choose to do something that you want to do that maybe nobody else wants to do at that moment, or that you don't have anybody that has the same interests to do. Say, for example, you want to go ice skating at Christmas, right? Now, I'm just using that as an example because we are coming up to Christmas and we all know there's always outdoor ice rinks. So say you want to do the whole Christmas thing, you want to go to the Christmas market, you want to do the outdoor ice skating, and nobody else wants to do it. Why should you lose out? Why should you not do that just because nobody else wants to do it? Go do it. Go and enjoy it, because then at least you've experienced it. Whereas, even if you've experienced it on your own, whereas if you don't, you're going to kick yourself forever because you didn't do it. I wish I would have done that. I wish such and such would have came with me. You don't need such and such. You don't need, you don't need your best friend or your sister or your cousin or your auntie or your uncle. You don't need anything like that. You just need you to have that oomph in you to say, I'm doing it today. Now, obviously, it doesn't have to be ice skating at a Christmas market. It can be anything. So, we talk about, or at least I talk about an awful lot in my therapy business about self-care, self-love. Now, self-care and self-love can go hand in hand with each other, because self-care is you're looking out for yourself, and self-love is you appreciate yourself, you love yourself, and there's no reason to not love yourself. It doesn't mean to say you're big-headed. It doesn't mean that you're arrogant or you're unbearable just because you love yourself. That's two completely different things. Self-love just means that you know that you're what you're worth. You know what type of person you are. You know yourself inside and out, and you enjoy your own company. You love the person that you are. You like the person that you are. And we're all going to not like something about our lives, but as long as you enjoy, love, like the majority of it, you're in a very good place. So, self-care and self-love, as I say to my clients all the time, needs to be something that you put in place that is kind of forefront of your mind, something that you remember to do on a regular basis. So what is self-care? Self-care can be something as little as taking 10 minutes out for yourself to sit down, have a cup of tea and read a book without doing anything for anybody else. Switching off and doing that. Self-care can be as little as go and enjoy that bath with a podcast on or an audiobook or listening to music or sitting in silence. Self-care can be going out with the girls, going out with the boys, doing something that you want to do. Self-care is putting yourself first and doing something that you want to do. Doing something that you're going to enjoy and that you're going to benefit from, in the sense that it'll make you feel happy, joyous. It'll put a little spring in your step, I suppose. So, if you've got children, you could be putting the children to bed instead of doing the dishes to get yourself in a nice relaxing bath. Get yourself nice and comfy and have a cup of tea, coffee, glass of wine, whatever it may be. Self-care can be if you've got a day off work, instead of spending the full day doing housework, go and meet your friend for a coffee. The housework will still be there when you come back home. You can still do it when you come back home. Go and enjoy yourself. Take time for you, because whether you're a full-time mum, full-time worker, and a mother, father, grandparent, whatever it may be, you still need to take time for you. When you have a day off, enjoy that day off. You do something that you can't do when you're at work, or when you're watching the kids, or when you're doing whatever. And don't feel guilty about it. Do not feel guilty about it, because we all deserve me time. We all deserve a little pamper, even if we're pampering ourselves. It doesn't have to cost any money to have some self-care. It doesn't have to be that you're out spending, or that you're going a night out, or you're going on holiday, or you're doing this, or you're doing that. It could be as little as lie on the couch and have a half hour nap while the kids are at nursery, school, whatever it may be. Enjoy. Enjoy that little cat nap. We all need to recharge our batteries. And I suppose the whole doing thing for you, doing things on your own, would come under the same sort of bracket. It still comes under self-care, self-love. So, what sort of things can you do on your own? I mean, there's basically an endless list, because most of the things that you can do with somebody else, you can do on your own. You can travel or go on holiday. Yeah, you need to be a bit more cautious, and you maybe need a little bit more confidence to do that. But the more you do things on your own, the more confident you're going to get. And plus, obviously, when you go on holiday, you know what it's like. We always end up talking to somebody. I remember, was it not the last time we went on holiday, time before that? We were standing in the queue at the airport to check in, and the person in front of me dropped her suitcase on my foot, which was absolutely fine, not a problem. We just kind of laughed about it. Ended up, they stayed, they were in the same apartments as us on holiday, and we had a laugh, and we ended up sitting having drinks together at night and things like that, the families. So there's these kind of things. You can start up a book club, you can start up a business, you can go hiking. Obviously, you don't want to go anywhere that's dangerous on your own, unless you're leaving a kind of map of that and making sure the weather and everything's okay. You can go cycling, you can go to the gym, go swimming, you can go on a night out. Obviously, you go on a date on your own. Go shopping. Honestly, the list is endless. So if you think just now, what's the one thing that you've wanted to do for so, so long, and you've put it off because you don't have anybody to go with? I mean, just take a couple of minutes to think about it, or take a couple of days, or take a couple of whatever. There's no reason to stop doing anything just because. If you think about your past, how many things have you put off in the past? Not necessarily because there's been nothing, nobody else to do it with you, but just because you've not the confidence to do it. When I think back, there's only really one thing in my past that I kicked myself for not doing, but at the time I was still young. I was only 17, I think I was going to, was I going to be 16 or 17? I think I was going to be 17, and I'd get invited back to Portugal to work. They'd invited me the year before for the following year, and my dad always said, you can go, but you only get to go if your cousin goes with you, because there's like only 9-10 months between the two of us, and we were thick as thieves at that point. And where we were going to work, it was family friends, and they were giving us somewhere to stay, blah blah blah. So we knew everybody, we knew the area, because we'd been going the 4 years in a row, so we knew most of the businesses, most of the people round about. That was fine. But then obviously my cousin had a boyfriend, she didn't want to go, I still wanted to go, I couldn't go. And then I just got on with my life, and then a couple of years later I fell pregnant with my first son, blah blah blah. So that's the one thing I would say that I regret from my past, is the fact that I didn't kind of speak up for myself and try and get to go at that point. or maybe go with somebody else. Because I think all these different life experiences are good for you, for your sort of future. But then at the same time, if I did go, that one life change, could I change my full life as I know it? So it's the weighing it up, isn't it? Because one different turn, one left turn instead of a right turn, or one going straight ahead instead of going round a roundabout, is going to take you to a different destination. That's my philosophical talk for the day. So I'm not going to get too deep about this, because it's one of the things that you do need to be, you need to know yourself to an extent, you need to have a wee bit of confidence, but then you're not going to get confidence unless you work on it. And how do you work on confidence? By doing things, by achieving things. These are all the, this is how confidence grows. And if you can't do things, achieve things on your own, then get a little bit of help from a life coach or something, like someone like that, that will help you grow as a person, help you achieve those goals that you've got. So sit down and write all the goals that you want to do, sit down and think of everything that you want to achieve in the next 5, 10, 15 years, and then get a coach to help you. And honestly, us coaches love to see you succeed. We love to see you thrive. And I don't know about the rest of them, but I can be a bit of an emotional wreck when I see like any of my coaching clients or any of my wellness clients, my counselling clients. I get so emotional when I see how far they've come from beginning to end. Don't get me wrong, some of them still dip in and out even after they've got to where they want to go, because there may always be little hurdles throughout time, and that's absolutely fine, because it also gives me a chance to kind of check in and see where they've been, how they've been doing, what they've been getting up to, like what's changed in their life. And it's nice to have a wee catch up and see where people are at and the progress they make. That's my emotional statement for the day. Probably isn't, but we can live in hope, eh? So yeah, doing things for yourself, doing things on your own, is a form of, I suppose, self-help, if you want to say that. And I know a lot of people think, oh, self-help, blah, blah, blah. It's, self-help doesn't have to be, I don't know, this I suppose a lot of people that talk about self-help, they think it's a cult type thing, or they think it's all yoga mats and whatever else. It's not. It's doing anything to help you get to where you want to be. Doing anything to help you achieve what you want to achieve. You are helping yourself to get to a certain destination. You're helping yourself get to a certain point in your career, a certain point in your marriage, lifestyle, relationship, whatever. And it's not all sweat and prayers and kumbaya, my lord. So yeah, don't let anybody try and talk you out of doing anything on your own, because that's the other thing you'll come across. A lot of people say, oh, you can't do that by yourself. Now obviously, being a female, we know that a lot of people think females can't do anything on their own. Yes, we can. Yeah, there is many things that we maybe need a bit of help with, but so do men. So do men. Now, here's an example. If my mum was to say to my brother, gonna go and get me that whatever out the kitchen cupboard, he'd go into the kitchen, he'd open the cupboard, he'd close the cupboard, it's not there. It is there. Go back in, open the cupboard, close the cupboard. I'm telling you, it's not there. So then what happens? The female gets up, She goes into the kitchen. She opens a cupboard. She moves something. And there it's there. I mean, I'm joking to an extent, but you get the drift. It was there. You just didn't look. Does that story sound familiar to anybody? Because I think that happens in every household. Not necessarily a female telling a male. It could be the other way about, because we know that men don't put things away properly. I'm joking. I'm joking. Oh no, don't write in to me. Don't complain, please. Please be nice to me. I don't feel well. I'm joking. I know men are good at tidying, cleaning, cooking. I mean, if you think about chefs out there's more male chefs than female chefs. I think, I could be wrong. I usually am wrong. But don't write in to tell me I'm wrong, because I'm not that interested. Not today, anyway. I've got a migraine. Did I tell you I've got a migraine? Sorry, I'm just looking for that wee violin. Yeah. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. No, you can't. Yes, I can. You're going to wish I never ever started singing on this podcast. Imagine it turned into the singing therapist. What would change the name? I might need to take out an injunction against all the big music moguls in case they all want to sue me. Excuse me while I stretch. Anything you want to do on your own. Now, take me for example, right? I was 18, I think. Yes, I would have been 18, roughly. And I knew I wanted my own business. I always knew I wanted to be a business owner. I always knew I just wanted to be in business. Had an idea of what I wanted to do back then. Completely different to what I'm doing now. To an extent, it's different. I mean, so back then, I wanted to be a business owner, obviously. But I wanted more of a cafe bar, but the kind of upmarket. Upper class, upper market. Which really was not me, by the way, because I was the type of 14, 15 year old that was sitting in the park bench with my bottle of cider. So I wasn't upmarket. My mum wanted me to be upmarket. I mean, she probably tried to take me up the market to sell me. But yeah, I wanted slightly upper market, not posh, but just a bit different from what was about at that time. I had a full vision. I can still envision it in my head now exactly how I wanted it. I knew what I wanted. I knew the outlay. I knew where I wanted it. Blah, blah, blah. And I'd went to the bank, spoke to the bank manager, and she was like, right, you need to come back with a business plan. Because I really just went in for information, because obviously 18, had never had a business. My mum and dad had never had a business. We didn't know where to start, where to end, where to whatever, didn't know where to go for funding, all these different things. So it was genuinely just for advice I'd went in to the bank. But then I got a boyfriend. Story of my life. Men, they ruined everything. And then it never really happened. Still always wanted it, but the time was never ever right. Financially, it was never right. Family-wise, it was never right. Not for that type of business anyway. Because you know yourself, that sort of thing, you're working morning, noon and night. And if you're the owner, proprietor, whatever, you need to be there the biggest majority of the time. You're open 7 days a week. And I was a single parent. I could not be there for my child if I was to do that. So the timing was never right for that business. Roll on. Jesus, how many years? 10. About 14 maybe years. 15 years, something like that. And I was out shopping one Christmas for my son, who was a teenager, early teens, pre-teen, 12, 13, something like that. But he was in adult clothes because he's very tall, and I could never find anything age appropriate for him. So I thought, I'm going to start making sort of t-shirts. Well, it was more t-shirts than that that weren't age appropriate, because it was all like naked women and things like that, naked Rihannas and whatever on the t-shirts at that point. Because you're going back like 10, 12, 13 years. And so I decided, right, that's it. I'm going to set up a business. I am going to start making t-shirts that are age appropriate, blah, blah, blah. And that's what I've done. And I've done it on my own. Financially done it on my own. I didn't ask for any help. I had been working up until that point. So when it came to my last pay after handing in my notice, paid what I had to pay, had put some money aside, blah, 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 got the equipment I needed, and off I went. And that was me until about a year or two ago. And then my health took over and finally had to give up the ghost on that one. I didn't really have anybody to take over the business fully, full time, anything like that, so I had to just kind of close it down. But years previous to closing down, I knew it was coming to an end because of my health, so I had obviously already started my retraining to become counsellor, therapist, coach, blah blah blah, and here I am today. Now, about 3-4 years ago, two or three years ago, I decided I wanted to have a podcast. And I'm the type of person, when I know I want to do something or I know I want something, I'll do my damnedest to try. Even if I don't succeed, I'll do my damnedest to try. So if you haven't listened to previous episodes, I have two vision boards at my desk, my office desk. One is for what I want in my personal life, family life. The other one is what I want in my work, business life. So on the work stroke business side of it, there is a picture on it of a podcast mic, and it says podcast on the picture. And that was to keep reminding me that you want the podcast, you're going to have to work for the podcast, you need to get the podcast, you will get there, you will do it eventually, blah, blah, blah. And then this year, maybe about February or March, and I thought, no, do you know what, I really need to get this moving. So I started buying all the equipment in, and I did offer obviously somebody to come on board, but then after one episode and whatever, they decided it wasn't for them, which was absolutely fine, because it's worked out better for me, for it just being me doing it, because it was always going to be just me to start with. I offered them a chance because they were looking for something they could do from home. So it went back to just being me. And yeah, I mean, even before it was just me, I was doing all the work, all the everything to get it together anyway. So it was basically just them turning up for the recording, which is absolutely fine. But yeah, again, it's that whole, if you want something, go for it. Don't wait for anybody else. I mean, I could have stopped once that person said to me, no, I don't want to do it anymore. I could have thought, maybe that's a sign that I've not to do a podcast. But instead of thinking that, I thought, no, I'll just keep doing it on my own. And if anybody wants to come on as a guest, they're more than welcome. And if not, just lucky people are left with my dulcet tones. Ta-da! Again. I might need to get a wee soundboard to do my wee ta-da for me. But yeah, there's still a list of things that I want to add into my businesses. There's still a list of things that I want to achieve in life, and I will try my damnedest. And there's one of the things, the wheels are in motion at the minute, but it's not going to be until next year. I'm not giving any hints away just now. So yes, just constantly strive for what you want to achieve, and don't let anybody put you off. Don't let anybody say, no, you can't do that. Like, I do mobile therapy, so anybody that doesn't want to do their call over the phone or over a video call, if they live within a certain area, I will go to their house. If it's one of the hands-on therapies, I will go to their house or their workplace, wherever it may be. And that's absolutely fine. But then I've got a friend who's like, oh, I don't know how you could do that. Or no, you wouldn't get me to go to somebody else's house, blah, 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 blah. And I think, well, that's your head stopping you from doing that. That's your thoughts that are stopping you from doing that. That's not going to stop me, because that's your opinion. That's not necessarily my opinion. So I will carry on doing what I'm doing. You carry on doing what you're doing, and that's absolutely fine. So there again, it's putting yourself first and not letting anybody put that dampener on it, because that person's opinion could have made me think, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that then. And then you're missing out on all the clients, potentially. Does that make sense? So, put yourself first. Get yourself, if you're old-fashioned like me, and you enjoy a wee bit of paper and pen, sit and write down all the things that you want to achieve, the things that you see in your future. Tick them off as you go, or write a plan. How do I get here? How do I achieve this? If you don't know how to achieve it, again, get a coach, whether it's me or whether it's somebody else, that's entirely your decision. But get yourself a coach if you need that little kick up the bahookie, as we say in Scotland. The arse. The behind, the bum, the butt, whatever, however you pronounce it, however you describe it. Give yourself a little kick up the Jaxie, there's another word, I've not said that word for years. Give yourself a little push, a little oomph to get motivated, to get moving, and don't put off what you've been putting off for potentially years, or months, or days, or weeks, hours. I mean, you might have only thought about what you wanted to do 5 minutes ago. But don't let anybody stop you. If you know 100%, 99%, because we can never be 100% sure all the time that you want to try something. I mean, just because you try something doesn't mean to say you have to achieve it or you have to follow it through. You could try something, think, do you know what, that's not actually for me, but you've tried it. If you don't try it, then for the rest of your days you're going to think, what if I would have done that? Wonder what that would have felt like. I wonder what that would have been like to go and do that. I wonder, I wonder, I wonder, I wonder. And life isn't for wondering, life is for living. Live your best life. It's like that whole live, laugh, love. Live your best life. Laugh with your best friends. Love your best people. Didn't quite roll off the tongue as well, did it? So yes, rant over. I mean, it wasn't much of a rant, but do you just enjoy the life that you've got now? We all know life can take a turn for the better or the worse in the blink of an eye. We've seen it on the news, we read it in the papers, we see it on social media all the time. Things can happen in life that are unpredictable. So we never know what's going to happen round the corner. None of us have got a crystal ball. Okay, some people do have a crystal ball. So I exaggerated that a wee bit before anybody writes in and says, I've got a crystal ball and I know what's happening round the corner. Can you tell me the bloody lottery numbers then, please? Because I've been trying a lottery for nearly 30 years and I've not won yet. That's my rant. There you go. Take that one. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. So yes, do not put off any longer anything that you're wondering what if, or anything that you're daydreaming about, anything that you find yourself sitting thinking about or googling, looking up destinations or looking up how do you do this or how do you do that. Or listen, see, even if it's just because you just want to find out how to bake a sponge cake, without burning it. You do go. I make the best banana loaf, whatever you call it. I make an amazing one. And it's probably the only thing that I can make that doesn't dry out. Sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? A bit raunchy. Is that just me because I don't get any? DMI. Yes. So, what we're all doing for the next week? Are we going to put ourselves first? I mean, I'm not saying put yourself first 24/7 because that has been selfish. Unless you're single and have no kids, then you can do that. But you know what I mean? We need to reevaluate our work, life, family, whatever, balance. Some people just... I mean, there's many people out there who will quite happily do things on their own and allow everybody else to pick up the pieces. But again, that's not what it's about. It's about the balance. Get the balance right. Get the balance of, if you work, your work life. When you're not at work, your family life, your, I don't know, social life, the things you want to do for you. It could be that you want to retrain, but you can't afford to lose your job. So do you then go to night school? That's a consideration. Or do you do something like Open University? Now, I've told you many times, I had to retrain online purely because of my family situation. I'm a single mother. I couldn't go to work, go to college or uni or anything like that during the day because I've got a son that's got additional needs who needs my support 24/7 and sends me quite a lot of SOS texts from school. That school must think I'm a pupil. I'm there that often. So yes, that is, I'm going to leave it at that. If anybody wants me to talk about this again, in fact, I will talk about it again, but not until kind of some point in season two. We're just getting towards the end of season one just now. And obviously I'm trying to plan the whole Christmas thing at the minute. And at the minute we're doing it for 2 weeks. If I can, I'll do the whole of December, but at the minute it's not looking like I'm going to be able to because it's recording kind of 30 odd days, 32, whatever. Yeah, something like 32 days worth. No more than that, actually. What is... Yeah, 30 days past September, April, June and November. So yeah, 30 days of December plus the... What? No, it's more than that. No. Let's just say 40 days, right? So roughly 40 days worth. I don't think I could do that. Not in the short space of time. And obviously getting other people on and working at the same time and looking after... I don't know. I like to think I'm Wonder Woman sometimes without actually being Wonder Woman. So aiming for 2 weeks. If I can do more, I'll do more. But aiming for 2 weeks worth of podcasts. But anyway, apart from putting yourself first, what we'll do in the next week, I am, I think, potentially recording podcast with somebody. I don't know if that's in the next week or the next 2 weeks. I also have a new coaching client, business coaching client, so going to see that business at some point. I think in the next week, maybe the weekend, I don't know. My son's not well, so we're waiting for test results coming back for that. If he ends up in any more pain, we'll have to go straight to A&E, so go me. My son is terrified of hospital, so that's going to be fun if that happens. But let's hope it doesn't. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. What else am I doing? I need to order in the Christmas cards and the writing sets to get them all ready for going out as well. I've got quite a bit of advertising to do. I think I'm up to date with all my paperwork and things like that though, so that is one bonus. I'm quite glad of that. But yeah, I just want to avoid having any more migraines. I've got two eyes open now. Remember at the start I said I had one eye opened, I've got two opened. I mean, The one that was closed earlier is still sore, so it could close again the next half hour. But yes, because I have got a migraine, I think I'm going to leave it at that. Because when I've got a migraine, I feel sick. I get that seasick. And I still need to edit this, and it means looking at a screen, and I'm looking at a screen now, which means I'm looking at it for another hour. And I'm trying to think if I've got anything else on the next week. I don't think so. One thing I wanted to do was have a clear out of my cupboard and my hall. I don't know if I've told you about this, but my cupboard and my hall is a combined cupboard and walk-in wardrobe. I made it into a walk-in wardrobe for myself, but because it's also a cupboard, you actually can't walk into it. So there's like two rails up each side with all my clothes on it and all my jackets and everything, but you can't get to anything that's at the back unless you actually stand on the stuff that is stored away in the cupboard. And then I stand on things, and then you hear and you realise you've broke something. It's normally a plastic box, but that's not the point. So I think I'm going to clear that so that I can get the summer stuff put to the back and the winter stuff brought back to the front. See if there's anything I can take to charity or put out to give me. But, right, am I the only person that does this? Here we go, aliens off on a tangent again. When you have a clear out and you can fill up like 4, 5, 6 black bags worth of stuff, but then when you put everything back in the cupboard, minus the stuff that you've put in the black bags, the cupboard still looks as if it's as full as it was before, and you still don't have any extra space. This happens to me every single time, and I don't understand it. I really don't. Anyway, I'll probably tell you next week I never done it, because that job gives me the fear. That's probably one of the worst jobs, because the cupboard is so filled. Such a big... I might take a picture of it one day if I'm brave enough and show you it, but I probably won't, because honestly you'd be like, jeez, oh, what the hell has she done in there? Everything's just piled on top of each other, and then you can't see the back. You can literally see like the front 10 things that are hanging on the rails. I mean, 10 might even be excessive. It might not even be as many as that. And then anything past that, you've got no chance. You might see a colour or two, but you won't know what it is because it's so crammed. Anyway, that's my alien story for the day. Hey, I don't think I've done anything daft for you, so to laugh at this week. I probably have, but because my brain's not braining because of the migraine, I can't tell you. Can't do this anymore. Just thought I'd give you a wee song before I finished. Anyway, I can keep doing it, and I'll be back next week, and I will speak to you all soon. Enjoy your week. Bye bye.